Then you tried to join a law firm here in Tulsa.
That's correct.
What firm was that?
This law firm was the first law firm I applied to, and they turned me down. Now I are them.
Now you are them. That is true. And what is the full name of this law firm right now,
it's
today?
Derner, Saunders, Daniel, and Anderson. But I went with a law firm named Carlson, Lupardus, Matthews, Holloman, and Huffman that represented the gas company. I worked there for 6 years and was a partner before I came over here. I've been a partner in this law firm for 52 years. 53 come April 1.
Weren't you admitted to the bar without actually taking an examination?
That's correct, and my certificate says so. I always show it to the new lawyers that show up. Every certificate of every lawyer that I know about says, upon examination. Mine says, without examination.
And why was that?
There was a Supreme Court rule adopted by the Oklahoma Supreme Court during World War II that exempted law students who had at least 1 year of law school and 2 years of military service from having to take the bar exam. It was canceled and then readopted during Korea. I was in law school just right after Korea, and the Supreme Court had not canceled that rule yet. So when I graduated, I applied for admission without examination under that rule and didn't have to take the bar exam. So my certificate says without examination.
Probably the only guy in town.
I think I am the only guy in town that has one like that.
The signatures on there were by three infamous judges.
Three judges who had accepted a bribe in what is called Amos versus Amos. They signed the certificate, and I've often wondered whether or not the fact that they were impeached had anything to do with the legality of my law degree.
In fact, I have their names. Justice Earl Welch.
Earl Welch was one of them.
N.S. Corn.
Corn.
And Napoleon Bonaparte Johnson.
That's correct.
Yeah, that was a big scandal in the 60s here.
Yes, it was. As a result, it changed the law on how appellate judges are selected.
You worked for the BOK legal department?
Yes. When I first got out of law school, I worked for the BOK legal department. They had legal department in those days. I just did legal research for them.
And then you went with that firm.
Then I went with the Carlson Lupardus firm. As a matter of fact, an interesting story. I had previously made a deal with Judge Roy Savage, who is a U.S. District Judge for the Northern District of Oklahoma, to be his law clerk when I graduated, provided I had the kind of grades that met his requirements. So after I graduated, I went to see Judge Savage. And I said, here I am, Judge. A former classmate of mine had the job, and he had served about a year as a clerk for Judge Savage. His name was L.K. Smith. He was a wonderful guy. He's gone now. I say that a lot because a lot of my friends are gone now. So Judge Savage said to his secretary, Ms. So-and-so, bring me a copy of that letter I sent to young Sam about L.K. not having a job and his not being able to take his place. And she said, what letter, Judge? Anyway, it turned out that he never sent me a letter and told me I wasn't going to have the job. And there I was standing in front of him looking for a job. Had good grades and met the requirements. He said to me, you know, I can't turn L.K. out. He's got a wife and three children. Go find another job, and then when this one opens up, you can have it. And so I hit the streets and found the job with Carlson Lupardus. And then when L.K. found another job, he went to work for Byron Boone and Jim Ellison, who represented the Tulsa World at the time. By the time he found another job, I was already ensconced in the law firm I was with, and I didn't want to leave.